Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy hump day to you. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Good to be back with you today. We have a good show planned for you as usual. Talk a little baseball today. Try to figure out why the Rams just don't pay Donald. I'm still curious. Sanchez is serving his 10-day suspension. I mean, he's on a DL. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. How to save your face. Thanks, Yankees. And what else did the Yankees do? They got someone they really kind of didn't need, but they could use. But it stops someone else from getting something that they needed. Sometimes it's just how you do it. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Welcome today. Caller number is 917-889-7828. We are brought to you as usual by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Chandler Heights in Alma School in Chandler, Arizona. Get an 11 PLR sent you. They will take care of you. 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. They're also now serving beer and wine. You can also become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never ever worry about your sticks going bad. Enjoy all the TVs and all the amenities that Maduro's has to offer. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. Welcome to the Cave Show, everybody. It is Wednesday. This is PLR. Our call-in number is 917-889-7828. All calls are done on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Do have a caller on hold. You got the list of topics. If there's anything you'd like to add, please feel free to. Like I said, we have a caller here. Thank you for holding. You are in the Cave Show. This is PLR. Thanks for your patience. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
All right. Well, you're right. Why not just pay Donald? It's about time. I mean, it's the second straight year he's going to be holding out. Look, just, you know, one way to solve it, just pay the guy. And not for nothing, we have another holdout, too. From the Raiders, Khalil Mack.
Oh, Khalil Mack?
Yeah,
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack.
I don't understand what the Rams are doing with Donald, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't understand. I mean, he is by far, honestly, probably, well, I shouldn't say by far, I didn't say probably. I think he's the best defensive player, defensive lineman in the league. He is an unblockable guy. I mean, there is nothing you can do with this dude. So I'm having a hard time understanding why the Rams are having a hard time paying him. If they're going for broke this year, and you're bringing in Ndamukong Suh, and you're making sure you can, and, you know, and you're going for it, why are you not signing the best defensive player?
Yeah, I think they are going to go for broke.
I don't get it. You know, he's entering a final year.
There's always at least one every year that always holds out. And, like, for what reason, you know, I have no idea.
Well, and this is his final year of his rookie deal.
Right.
You know, he's scheduled to make almost $7 million. Mm-hmm. He'll be a restricted free agent. And you know what I think they're really wanting to do? I really think that they're going to try to get him to come in because he has to come in to get the season. You know, I believe he has to show by week 8 or something like that. Otherwise, the season doesn't count for his restricted free agency. But
right.
You know what the Rams are doing. They're setting it up so they can franchise him next year. And Lou, this is where football is just ugly. I mean, they are terrible when it comes to paying the right players.
Yeah.
I have this idea. I'm gonna shoot this out here for you real quick. And
maybe.
I'll write this article about this over the next week or two. I just want to touch base with a few more people. But I think because the quarterback position has become so paramount in the NFL, so ridiculous that they look to make sure that their quarterbacks are paid and the quarterbacks are receiving the only quarterback that's or the only player is getting a fully guaranteed contract, is Cousins up in Minnesota. So here's my theory. What you do is you set aside the NFL and maybe the players you want to think about this. You set aside a certain amount of money, percentage of the contract, of a contract that would go towards quarterbacks. So let's just say the average quarterback in a league or the average quarterbacks in a league make $25 million. So you set up a budget and say, okay, well, $30 million of our budget will go towards the quarterback. That doesn't affect our usual salary cap. So this $30 million is set aside for quarterbacks only. Now, if you want to pay your quarterback more, you can, but then you go into your actual salary cap. So say you have three quarterbacks. It's Aaron Rodgers and two dudes that will probably never play. And so
right. You
pay Aaron Rodgers $25 million, pay the other guys $2.5 million each. Or if you're Philadelphia and you actually have the quarterbacks, you pay Wentz, you know, $25 million, and then you pay Nick Foles $10 million. But $5 million of that $10 million now comes out of the pot for your regular players. But if you do that, you're now saying, okay, now if we go overpaying our quarterback, that's on us because now we're going to eat up other money. But it frees us up so we can sign guys like Aaron Donald or guys like Le'Veon Bell or guys like Khalil Mack to the contracts that they deserve, because everyone is afraid to eat up the contract that's going or the money that they know they are going to have to pay their quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
Different
yeah.
idea. So I'm basically taking the quarterbacks out. You see what I'm saying? I'm taking them
yeah.
out of the salary cap unless you pay them so much that you have to put them back in. Now, granted, you're going to take your salary cap up an extra $20 million or what have you. But you've designated
wow.
this money for the one position that you keep allowing to eat up the position. And when we're talking about the billions and billions of dollars that they're making, let's really be honest about this. An owner can make up $20 billion very easily, and they can
yeah.
do that by, I don't know, $9 hot dogs become $11, $12
right.
parking becomes $15. And anytime, and people are going to say, oh, well, Paul,
your price has raised from
$50
to $100.
Yeah. PLR, you're sticking it to the fans. That's unfair. You're short-sighted because every time something goes up anyway, who do you think the owners are sticking it to anyway? They're not eating that money.
You.
They're sticking it to the fans already. So
right. This
is a way, then, that you can keep your quarterbacks and keep your other talent on your team at the same time.
Yeah, but always sticking into the little guy, of course.
They're going to find a way to do it anyway, right, Lou? I mean, in all honesty,
they're
going to find a way to do it anyway. Owners always find a way to do it. Let's at least keep the quarterbacks there. And to be honest with you, with the money they're making, the NFL salary cap and the TV revenue, and that now there's gambling revenue, and
uh-huh.
if they're going to do it like the NBA and do the – what does the NBA call it? The respect of the game or the integrity of the game or whatever. They're going to have more money streaming in anyway.
Right.
So, just a thought. I mean,
yeah.
it's going to help the players, and it's going to help them long term, and you're not doing everything for the quarterback. Just like in college, let's be honest about this. Do Heismans go to anyone other than quarterbacks anymore?
No. Not to my knowledge.
We may as well just call it the Heisman Quarterback Award. Because to be, if you're a running back, yeah, that means you got to probably get 2,300 yards.
Yeah.
It means that you're going to have to play. You're going to have to get 2,300 yards, play on a team with a quarterback that's not really good, so he doesn't steal your votes. And then as a running back, you're then going to have to propel your team to like 10-1, 11-1, 10-2. Because heaven forbid your team goes 9-3, then you didn't do enough. And you're going to have every game be a great game as a running back. So it's a quarterback's game. If you have a wide receiver that's really good, what are they going to say? Well, the quarterback has thrown the ball, so it's never going to be the wide receiver. It's never, ever going to be an offensive lineman. And they're never going to give it to a defensive lineman ever again or a defensive back like Woodson ever again. Why don't they just start calling the Heisman Award the quarterback award?
That's basically what it is, only the quarterbacks. Other positions need not apply.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You remember, and I'll switch over right to this. You remember when the running back was the most important position in football?
Yes,
they were elevated over the quarterback. You know, the Walt Paytons, Jim Browns, the Eric Dickersons, the Wilbert, I'll go down to Wilbert Montgomery, to Earl Campbell,
yeah.
Larry Zonka, all these guys, John Riggins, they were considered, if not more valuable, just as valuable. And now they try to make them seem like they're not as valuable as a quarterback when the playoffs roll around. We know what we always hear. If you can run the ball and defend the run, you're going to win. But when it's time to make payments to people, we don't pay them, but we pay the quarterbacks. Then we tell them there's no money left for you. So let's leave some money for them.
Right.
Yankees, switching over.
Bad break.
They got another closer.
Oh, yeah. From the Orioles.
Yeah, Mr. Britton comes over to the Yankees. And by doing that, not only did they get him there, they stopped the Red Sox from getting him because reports say the Red Sox were going after him.
That's true. Well, that's the good news. The bad news is Sanchez is going to be out for about 6 weeks, approximately.
That is bad. That is bad. But is it bad or is it good?
Well, losing your catcher is never good.
Well, he was already unofficially suspended for 10 days, unofficially.
Uh-huh.
So the good part is they'll get him back before the playoffs. And maybe he'll learn to play with the team, you know?
Yes.
So maybe he'll hustle.
Because he hasn't so far.
Maybe he'll understand that these things are needed if you're going to have a winning team.
He started out so well, too, when he first came in as a rookie, and now, I don't know, he's just slacked off.
Well, sometimes you can read your own press releases. And
I would never want to do that.
Maybe that's what he's doing, but the Yankees will be fine. You know they're going to be in the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. They're 5.5 games back of the Red Sox, but technically it's 4 and a loss count. Yeah, and it's 4. I'm sure they play each other 48 more times, so they have a chance to make that up.
More bad news for the Mets.
They played again.
Yeah, they won, but now the bad news. Outfielder Cespedes is done for the year.
Yes, and their other outfielder Bautista can't catch fly balls.
Yeah, he's going to have surgery on both of his heels, and it's going to take 8 to 10 months to recover. Oof.
Well, that, and I want to know what they're going to do with Jacob DeGrom. This guy has a 1.12 ERA and losses. How do you have a 1.12 ERA and lose games?
Wow. That is strange. You think that'd be enough for a win?
I do not believe the Mets are going to trade him. I believe they're going to keep him another year. But I'll tell you the biggest hurt for the Mets right now, if we really want to stop and think about it, they're having a terrible season. They got off to a great start, but they're having a terrible season.
Yeah.
New York is a very apathetic city when it comes to their teams, so they'll be booed mercifully either way. But they had one glimmer of hope to keep fans and butts in seats on September 1, and now we don't even know if that's possible because Tim Tebow broke his hand.
I know.
Because Tim Tebow would have been a call-up for the Mets.
You think so?
Yes. Oh, without a doubt.
Has actually been struggling late in the minors, so I don't know if that would have occurred.
Lou, you know the New York media. You're in New York. Your team sucks. It's September 12th. It is starting to get chilly outside, maybe a little drizzly some days. Do you want to go see the Mets play? No.
No.
They're out of it. But would you go see Tim Tebow try to hit fastballs?
Maybe I would.
Just for no other reason. Yeah, it's a ticket draw. But if it's going to be hurt, there goes that too. I think that's a bigger financial hit for the Mets than anything.
Yeah.
So, Mets are just having a hard time all the way around.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Oh, boy.
There you have it, my man.
There I have it. Okay, so on that note, I shall call a day, and I'll get back to you same time, same channel tomorrow.
Same bad time, same bad channel. All right, my man, you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. All righty. Friend of the program, Lou, thanks for giving a call in. Appreciate it. A couple of things I do want to talk about a little bit today. I want to switch back over to the NFL. And I definitely want to talk about Aaron Donald again just a little bit more. And what I said before, I'm really believing that's what the Rams are doing. I believe they're trying to stretch this out, get him to a position next year when they can franchise him, pay him right then, but never really pay him the long-term guaranteed money. I think they're rolling the dice with that. I think that's how you alienate your good players. If I'm Aaron Donald, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, let me see. Other than being Defensive Player of the Year, what more do I need? I feel happy for my brother that's getting paid on the other side of the ball, but when do I get my money? And you have to start thinking that if you're him. It has to run through your mind. When do I get my money? Switching over to the NBA. Fly past his physical. He is ready to go. Does this make Toronto a title contender? I don't know. I don't know if they have enough to get past Boston. And everyone is in love with Philadelphia. And Philadelphia will be another year older, another year more mature, another year better. But at the same time, I'm concerned. Bede really make it a whole season? Will Ben Simmons learn how to shoot enough to make you play him honest? You lost Bellinelli. You needed his shooting. Bring back J.J. Redick. You still have Dario Saric, who I absolutely love. I'm just curious if there's enough. And as much as I love DeMar DeRozan in Toronto, you basically just traded DeRozan for Kawhi. And then you got Danny Green, who's a shooter as well, that can help you spread the floor. Curious. I mean, the talent tells me it's there. First-year head coach, not quite sure about his chops yet, but all I hear is good things. You know, Coach Nurse is supposed to be really good, so we'll find out. So I'm just curious. But we will find out. Hey, we talked about this briefly yesterday. Dwayne Wade offered $25 million to play in China. That is technically China, but he's pretty much playing in Siberia, where he'd be. Dwayne Wade probably can do enough commercials to make $25 million without playing in China, which is basically in. So we will find out what's happening with all that stuff. Tomorrow we'll be back with another show loaded and ready for you. Same time, same bad channel. Let's get back to having guests here starting next week. So you're stuck with just me for right now. But that's a good thing for you, right? Make sure you're following us on all social media at The Sports Cave. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Cave is always with the K. You can get us directly at thesportscave.com. But Cave is always with the K. And you can get me on Twitter at PLR on sports. I thank you and appreciate you joining me today on the Cave Show. This is PLR. Hopefully everyone has a good rest of your hump day. Until tomorrow, take care.